We may be 15, 20 minutes later than usual in our book pick segment, but we certainly wouldn't forget about you, nor would we forget about the wonderful books that we have to present this morning. It is Tuesday, which is always time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Aubrey Restifo of Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont, joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. And it's a pleasure to welcome Aubrey to the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. So where would you like to begin?
Well, just to be clear, I am a children's bookseller, so I've got a bunch of children's books here today.
We like kids' books.
Yeah, great.
All good.
Because that's all I've got.
All right.
I wanted to start with some of the people who are hardest to buy for, which are teenagers, and work down to the youngest ones, who are generally pretty easy to please. So the one I want to start with actually just came out this past week, and it's called Not If I See You First by Eric Lindstrom. This is a young adult book, and it's a debut novel. And it's about a teenage girl who's blind and caught between a new love interest and the unexpected return of a new boyfriend. So this is mostly romance, but really it's a powerful story about how this girl struggles, not with her blindness, but rather how other people react to her blindness and treat her.
Not If I See You First by Eric Lindstrom.
Yes, and that would be great for anybody from 11 years old to 16. It's a really realistic story, perfect for fans of books like Out of My Mind, but who have perhaps outgrown them and are more interested in something romance-y at this point.
Okay, next.
Next is Illuminae by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. This is also a young adult novel, but this one's kind of for the older crowd, looking at 14-year-olds and older. And this one pretty much hits it out of the park. It's told via a series of files and texts, so a non-traditional storyline. And these files document an extremely devastating disaster that resulted in the destruction of a planet. Our leads are two teens who used to be in a relationship, but now they're on separate rescue ships. And they're trying to figure out what happened to them and their families and generally trying to survive. It's a sci-fi novel. It's conspiracy-laden, paranoid, somewhat dystopian, but a little bit different than the other things you're used to.
Yep.
But this is pretty much one of the most well-designed, meticulously plotted teen epics of the year. It's very exciting. It's the one that I thought I could put down for a while but came back to after all, and I just absolutely loved it and kind of regret giving my personal copy away. So that's Illuminae.
Illuminae by Annie Kaufman and Jay Kristoff.
Yes. The next one kind of bridges the gap between your middle grade folk, so, you know, 9 to 12 year olds and young adults, because it's nonfiction. And it's Symphony for the City of the Dead by M.T. Anderson. M.T. Anderson's a National Book Award winner, and he's already been commended for this one as well. And Symphony for the City of the Dead is about Dmitri Shostakovich and his role, the role his Leningrad Symphony played in the siege of Leningrad during World War II. This book is great for kids because it's very detailed, well-researched, but it takes us back to Shostakovich's childhood through his teenage years so that readers can understand how a composer could be compelled to write a piece that would ultimately help lead to the defeat of the Nazis. It's got lots of true horror. It's totally captivating. So nonfiction fans anywhere from, you know, 11, 12 and up will love this one.
It is M.T. Anderson's Symphony for the City of the Dead.
Yes. So that's that. And now we kind of move on to the younger people of the world.
Okay.
Probably one of the best books this year that any of us have read at the Northshire in the children's department is The Thing About Jellyfish by Allie Benjamin. This is perfect for 9 to 13-year-olds, girls and boys, but really for anyone who loved Wonder, Counting by Sevens, Bridge to Terabithia, if you want to go way back, or even Mockingbird, which won the National Book Award in 2011. This is the story of an intelligent and scientifically minded girl who refuses to believe that her friend could have drowned over the summer. Instead, she becomes obsessed with the idea that a rare form of jellyfish must have stung her. And so she begins this long study of this jellyfish and seeks to prove it to everyone around her. And you know, has varying levels of success, as you can imagine. It's really perceptive and honest novel about how kids can find the courage to deal with grief in their own way. I know it sounds sad for the holidays, but it's not. This is going to be the one that they all want. So that's the thing about Jellyfish you should look for.
The thing about Jellyfish.
Yes, 9 to 13-year-olds.
All right.
Maybe a little older. You've mentioned this one before, and it's The Marvels by Brian Selznick. And I wanted to bring this one in particular just so you can again see the beautiful golden pages and its giant size.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I brought it because it really is a gift book. Besides being a masterpiece, this is the one that has the longest library lines for kids in elementary schools, but also through middle school and probably high school. Brian Selznick, as everyone knows, wrote The Invention of Hugo Cabret in Wonderstruck. And The Marvels is a fabulous multi-generational view of a family's lives in the theater. It's split half and half illustrations and pictures, making it really accessible for younger kids and older ones. It can be as deep of a story as you like it to be, but ultimately it's about finding truth in storytelling, whether those stories are through the theater, text, pictures, or the stories families tell themselves, which we all know are not always true. So that's the one to get, probably. It's a beautiful book.
The Marvels by Brian Selznick. We probably have time for one more.
Yes, one more. Okay, great. So let's just skip straight to picture books, and I'll probably just ramble. Grandma's House by Alice Melvin. This is another new one that was kind of surprising to everybody. Grandma's House is a little girl wandering through her grandma's house, and there are great cutouts in an old-fashioned house, lots of great flaps, lavish illustrations, perfect for ages 3 to 6, lots of character. The other picture book that I wanted to mention is Kevin Hankey's Waiting, which is the new Caldecott-winning author's book that everybody should probably give as a gift this year while we still have some signed editions and while it's new.
Waiting by Kevin Hankey.
Yes.
Great stuff. It is a wonderful list. You can see it by going to Northshire.com. Also go to our website as well. Northshire Bookstore is where we're talking about. They are in Saratoga Springs and Manchester Center, Vermont.
Right.
Aubrey Restifo, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
What a great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.